And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jeff Neiman. In a previous commentary, I questioned whether politics played a role in the transition of President Tom Ross as UNC president. So what are the politics of the UNC Board of Governors? The board is made up of 32 voting members that are elected, half by the state house, half by the Senate, to four-year staggered terms. There are also a few ex officio non-voting members, including the president of the UNC Association of Student Governments, and that's actually how I landed on the board back in 1998 until 2000. So if you do the math, it would take 4 years to completely replace the board's membership. How long ago did the legislature change from Democratic to Republican control? Sure enough, every single voting member currently on the board was selected since 2010. When I was serving, Democrats were in control in Raleigh, and yes, the board was stacked with mostly Democrats, and sure, it was political, as any government decision-making body is and probably should be to some degree. However, partisan politics, D's and R's, as Chairman Fedegress put it, were noticeably absent. It never even occurred to me what political party President Molly Broad affiliated herself. Probably impossible to 100% ascertain the reasons behind this change. But doesn't partisan politics stand as the only logical conclusion the board has left us with? Why else would a talented and dedicated public servant who wanted to keep the job and do it well by all accounts be transitioned in this way at this time? And if that's true, it's a stain on the integrity of what Fenebres called the most important asset we have for the prosperity of our citizens. When partisan control of government changes, we all expect changes in certain executive leadership of government entities. But the university presidency is supposed to be above that. Well, apparently not anymore. By my estimation, every president of the UNC system going back to Bill Friday has left on his or her own terms, except for this one. The board decided for the first time in its history that Tom Ross was the one to make this surreptitious change now. This is Jeff Neiman.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.